Good morning, it's Channing Hinkle once again with the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. This week we are talking about quitting. Quitting like men. That is, behaving like men and women ought to behave. Acting as mature Christians, not as immature children. You see, it's not the age that makes a man. It's not whether he's 20 or 40 or 60, but it's the way he thinks, the way he acts, and the responsibilities that he fulfills. A 16-year-old boy can be a man, and a 60-year-old man can be a boy. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 12, the writer says, "But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Here we're told that the man of God pursues righteousness and godliness. So the question is, are you pursuing these things? Or are you just sitting around waiting on others to do all the work? We have to put forth the effort. Genius is said to be 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. In other words, it takes work. Hard work. Why is it that so many desire to go to heaven, yet so few will reach it? Well, the answer is because so few will put forth the effort. It's the same answer to the question of faith. A living faith works. James tells us that in chapter 2, verses 14 through 18, where James says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, 'Depart in peace and be warmed and filled,' but you do not give him the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, it is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" So we ask the question, do you really have faith? If you say you have faith, then how do you show your faith? What are you doing? You know, when someone misses services, church services, for the least reason, where is the effort that we're talking about? What about the times we gather to study the Word of God, such as Wednesday night Bible study or other opportunities to study the Bible with others? When you don't go to services, you make no attempt to go and even study, what does that say about your faith? When you don't study in advance for classes that you know you're going to be in, what's that say about your interest? Would you expect someone else to reach heaven if they had the same attitude as you did? What if you were on a sports team and one of your teammates always showed up late for practice and even missed a lot of practices? They didn't listen to the coaches when they were at practice and they put forth very little effort while they were there. Would you expect that person to be the leader of the team or the captain? Would they be the one that the team looked to for confidence and direction? Would they be the one who the coach could depend on when they needed him? Would they be the one who would help lead the team to victory? Of course not. So how is it that a Christian can show up late to services or not show up at all? They don't listen to the teachers while they're there. They put forth very little effort in the assembly or other church work. And yet they still expect to receive a crown of life. Do you expect it to be easily gained? Matthew 7, verse 14, says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, there are few who find it." You see, the way to eternal life is not easy. It is difficult. That's what we're just told in Matthew. Thus, most people will take the easy way, the way that has a wide gate, and is a broad way, but yet it leadeth to destruction. Titus 2, verse 14, "Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." We are told that Christ redeemed and purified his own special people. And those people, he says, are the people who are zealous for good works. People who want to get things done. Christ didn't die on the cross so that we could be a bunch of wimps looking for the easy way into heaven. There is work to be done and it requires effort. Well, I'm out of time this morning. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.